AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
And welcome to the Journey to the Rock podcast.
This week on The Rock, me and Rob discuss where we've been for the last year, why we're back, and what's next.
Robert.
Daniel, welcome back.
Welcome back. Where you been?
Where have you been?
I've been here. I've been sat on this side of the screen for the last year waiting for you. Where you been?
Don't blame me. I was too busy golfing, mate. Don't you worry about that. I was gallivanting across the world, weren't I?
You've been all over the place. You've been like PGA Tour Pro, haven't you?
Oh, I won't go that far. I played the PGA course, famous one. Played Wolf Creek, didn't I?
You did.
Just to drop that one in there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're quickly name dropping.
Got to start the season as we mean to go on, aren't we?
A bit like live golf all over the place. America, Portugal. Where else you been?
America, Portugal. Only those two. But they were back to back in April, weren't they? That's why a slight delay to the season, and we couldn't make the dates work.
That's right. So, well, everybody, they must have missed us.
Everyone's missed us, I reckon.
They must have. I mean, to be fair, I've had a few text messages going, when you're coming back.
We made a big time at Charwood. It was like big news. Everyone loved it. Oh, yeah, all I've had is, from the under-35s team, is when you're bringing it back. We weren't listening to it. So, shout out to Joe Turner. This is especially for him. He's back.
Shout out to Joe. The first shout out of, do we call this season two or do we call it season three?
Season two.
Yeah, a delayed season two. Okay. So, well, where have we been, Rob? Why is it taking a year to get back on the mic?
Well, we just couldn't make the dates work, could we? I say in April, I was away for 2 weeks, and then you was away.
Yeah.
And then May time, it's obviously been a teacher's my busiest time. And then by that point, we're kind of June. And I've had a bad year of golf, and my head wasn't quite in golf related, to be fair. I was quite turning into a bit of a hacker, I think.
I wouldn't go that far, but.
Well, I don't know. What about you? Why couldn't you do it?
It's similar reasons, isn't it, mate? Like we said, we had all intentions to do it.
Yeah.
We were going to start as the season started in April. Easter come along. I was away. You was away for 2 weeks back to back.
Yeah, 2 weeks back to back. Yeah.
We'll get to your little gallivant away, I'm assuming. Yeah, like I say, then Easter, life, work.
Unfortunately, we've got to work, haven't we? Otherwise, this golf business would be easy.
Wouldn't it just? I think we'd be pro. Never mind trying to get onto the rock. But yeah. So
the journey to pro. That's the next evolution of it.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Well, yeah.
If we both succeed with this again, then
journey to scratch.
Journey to live or PGA Tour, yeah? I like it. But what we can tell everybody, Rob, is that the journey did continue.
Yeah, to some degree. We didn't stop trying. No. I know personally, you probably practiced harder this year than me. And I think that's probably reflected in our scores, our handicaps, and our current situation. So when we look at, in a minute, if we do a recap,
yeah,
I've actually thought about this before coming on. compared to season one, this like current season, you worked your ass off, and I was complete opposite, to be fair.
I've done a few bits, and yeah, I would say I have practiced more than ever practiced for one particular reason, which
And to be fair, the results, you, I'm not going to spoil it. I'll let you kind of in a minute, but the results speak for themselves.
it's not been too bad, to be fair.
Yeah.
It's not been too bad. Yeah, it's
Go on
not
then.
too bad.
Keep kicking us off and tell us where you are. Tell us where you are. Tell us where you started. So if I remember rightly, end of.
We're going to start with me, are
I'm going to start with you. I think end of last year then, just for the quick recap,
we?
you finished on like 17.7, 17.8.
17.8. Do you know what rings a bell? Let's call it 18 to round it. I
Just
can't.
roll eight.
Let's
Just roll
call it
18.
18. Let's
Make
call
maths
it 18.
easy. Make maths easy.
So then we finished our last recording September last year.
Yep.
So September last year, October last year, so pretty much straight after,
Yep.
I went straight in. I went balls deep into it is the only way of describing this. Instead of going cheeky £30 a lesson, I went proper in
I
and went.
did think it was a bit madness of spending this much on a golf lesson, to be fair, but
So that first one was 2 hour
yeah.
lesson for over £200. Now
Good job. Good
I hope you
job. It was your birthday.
listen to this
Good job, it's your birthday.
and went down to see a DP World Tour coach by the name of Liam Robinson. A shout out to Liam Robinson and hashtag Team TGN. Sort of kind of made it big on YouTube was where I first come across him. Very movement related, and a lot of drills that don't involve hitting a ball actually involve hitting a towel, which sounds absolutely bonkers. But I think the idea of that is it's more that you work on the body movement and you're not looking at the ball flight, I think is generally where he comes from.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, I
that was.
get that. Because if you look at the ball flight, it's you come outcome driven, don't you?
You do, mate, 100%. So it's taken that completely away. So
Yeah.
that was October, seeing a quick improvement on strike. Not massive,
Yeah.
but there was some ball first contact, which was a long time in coming. Then we played the fifth major at
Yeah.
Forest of Arden, and
Great day out that was, to be fair.
was a great day out. Didn't do too bad actually. You know what? I should have really got the scores. I can't remember what the scores were, but neither of us won.
No, I played, I think that's finger sums it up, only come up to me in a minute. I played 40 and 15 good holes. I just didn't play 18 good holes on that day.
Yeah, my strike was off a little bit that day, which was a shame because I was actually striking it really well going into that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we still got around at a decent level. Winter League came. We
Yeah.
are separate ways in Winter League.
Well, yeah, because you sacked me off. If we're gonna get into this, if you want to get into this now, I can bring up the receipts if we want to post the receipts on our Instagram and things. So just for the viewers, this long story short, this is what happened. Dan messaged me saying, "Are we doing Winter League this year?" And I would put, "Yeah, why not? Let's go for it again." Okay. And then I enters the day it opens. I message him saying, "Shall I enter us?" He goes, "Oh, Stryers asked me. I've booked on the Stryers." So we went our separate ways because you sacked me off for Chris Stryers. So,
That's,
and how did that work out for you?
you're missing a key bit here. Did I not send a little message into our little group chat? Because I was like, we best message Matt and Squires to see if they want to join. And Squires replied to me going, "Yep, I'll play with you." So I was like, "Ah, it looks like I'm with Squires." Anyway,
Anyway, so I'm not
Winter
bitter about
League.
it or anything.
Yeah, went well. Yeah, that's it. Put it this way, neither of us won Winter League either, so it made no bloody difference, did it?
Not really.
But then if you think about it, actually, the weather was really bad in the winter, wasn't it? It
Yeah,
was
it was.
terrible. And that winter league was a complete write-off anyway, with people
Yeah.
dropping out this right anyway. So then it got through to the start of the season, which then I
Yep.
went back to see Liam at,
Yep.
I think that would have been around April, you know, when we were about to refilm.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I think it was end of March because I'm sure it was just before I went away. I might actually fact Easter was late, so it probably was start of April.
Yeah, I think yeah, it was around then anyway. It was around when we were looking at restarting this. Went back in for a bit of a checkup. Yeah, carried on, and yeah, I mean scores are generally okay, Rob. I mean, if I just have a quick look,
Well, let's tell the people then. You've kept everyone waiting for about 5 minutes, and you're around your arses. So you started on 17.8. We'll call it 18.
scored it on
What
18.
are you down to at the minute?
14-4.
14.4. So almost four shots this year, which is massive. And actually, I know how much you've drafted for that, and you definitely deserve that. Definitely deserve that.
Well, that graft has helped because I've actually put a golf net up in the garden as well, haven't I? So
Yeah, you have. Makes it a bit easier, doesn't it?
makes it a bit easier. So not only am I hitting towels, so I don't have to hit a ball all the time, but I've put the golf net up to hit some balls into it as well. So
Yeah.
yeah, you know, we've had quite a productive season. There's still a long way to go though. So
Yeah, only nine more shots.
another 9 more shots. So not going to ruin it, but yeah, we didn't make the rock this year.
No, not quite.
We're quite far off that, but I have had the odd score where I've only been a couple over par and stuff like that, you
Yeah.
know. So we're in a good little place, I think. A good little place.
Yeah, I think so.
We'll come on to my next step shortly. We did have a putting lesson in the middle of all this as well, didn't we?
We did.
Went up to just round the corner, up to Carras Green,
It's
two and a half hour drive there and back, so 5 hour round trip.
a great day now. Enjoyed it.
Yeah, Sam Putlab. It was well worth
Is
it.
yeah, definitely.
Well worth
Yeah,
it.
definitely. Interesting. It suited us down to the round because it was very nerdy, numbers based. But then I forgot the name of the guy we saw. Who did we
Simon.
have?
Simon, sorry.
Simon. Simon at Carras Green. He made the changes really, really simple. Do you know what I mean? He had some great stories. He's a great laugh. He was driven by the numbers, which we liked. But then the changes were very, very simple.
It
Do you know
was.
what I mean? And we noticed the difference straight away. Like I know you say this when you get a new putter, you can't miss. But literally, from what was it, 10 foot? I can remember you holding about five, six in a row from 10 foot. And when we made the changes, I did something similar. Now. Well, it was both very different and the numbers were different, but the change he gave both of us and the tempo and stuff like that was really, really interesting.
Yeah, that tempo stuff was really, really interesting, which I think I need to kind of get back onto, but I
Yeah,
suppose.
it's the metronome, isn't it? The metronome of it. And how and what the beat per minute, beat per second, beat per minute, beat per second. No, beats per minute. Beats per minute, weren't
Beats per
it?
minutes, but it's boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, based off your weight of your putter, which was really, really interesting. To know mine was 74 and yours was a bit higher. Yours was 76, weren't it? So yeah, but that was really, really good as well.
Yeah, it was. It was. So, yeah, my season's been pretty good actually. There's been, I think, I've had two bad rounds in there. That was the first one of the season, which was
Yeah.
complete write off. And then the worst one I've had is when me and you went round and I was man flued up.
Yeah,
Didn't
to be
drink.
fair, if we wasn't a two ball, you probably wouldn't have played there, would you?
Well, I think I would have gone in after nine, but
Yeah.
even though there was still only a handful of bad holes in there.
Yeah, you played 13, 1400 holes. It was just the five bad holes, because it was a medal as well, weren't it, I think?
It was a medal.
So the five bad holes were really bad.
It was club champs.
Yeah, it was first day of club champs. Yeah, that was right. Yeah.
And obviously,
Yeah.
because we were a two ball and you were doing both days, I had no choice but to play 18. So, but
Anytime, pal.
yeah, no
Anytime.
worries, mate. Yeah, one for the team. I carried your back last year, and I've walking around on death's door this year. But other than the only thing, they're the only two I've hacked it round a little bit, to be fair. Everything else has been all
Yeah.
right. Even playing Forest Hill yesterday. We don't need to go through hole by hole, but for
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
It was 20 mile an hour winds up to 50 mile an hour gusts, tough conditions. And yeah, we only played nine holes, but it was
Yeah, good.
easy,
Yeah.
not great score, but it was easy golf. So
Yeah.
we
Yeah.
are onto something. I feel we're onto something for this season.
Cracked it. Cracked the code.
So what about, well, should we have a quick short break?
Go on then. Well, I'm
Then
pretty
we'll
sure I'll
come
break
on.
if you.
Then we'll come on to you.
Go on then. I'll pretty sure I'll break. Cup of tea, and then we'll come on to me.
Perfect. Welcome back, y'all.
Welcome back then. Here we go again, part two of this episode.
Okay, Rob. So that's me.
Yeah.
18 down to 14-4. So I don't know, 3.4, 3.6, whatever it is down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us, talk to us.
Oh, well, I hacked it round. Viewer, I didn't hack it round. I'll tell you what. Well, viewers will remember from season one, I finished off on 4.6. I was right before the rock, about a couple of weeks before. I was really, really struggling. Went for emergency lesson and enjoyed the rock, got through the rock, but nowhere near.
Emergency lesson.
I was no, I was nowhere, nowhere near playing my best stuff that had got me down to that level. I did really bad, miss right and missing left, literally standing above over the ball, not a clue where the ball was going to go. Through the winter and start of April, especially April, all the decent scores dropped off. And I ended up going up to, I think I went up to about 10.2 at one stage, so quite dramatically increased. Again, I just couldn't, I was playing okay golf, but made just losing balls left, right, and center, losing balls quite massively right. I was massively over the top for any nerds out there. Quite a big out to win as well. Anyway, got to, when was it? It must have been June. Actually, in June time, weren't it? Last lesson with Ian.
Yeah.
Because it's a
Or, yeah.
day before we played that competition, wasn't it? You remember?
Yes.
And I was already thinking about not being enjoying golf and thinking if I was gonna rejoin a membership, because I was just like, it was just hard, just hard. And like, do you know what you pay to enjoy it? And I know it's part of it, but I was like,
Wanting to do the journey anymore. I don't want to
I
play
was,
anymore.
yeah, I, well, just I wasn't enjoying it. I wasn't practicing because it wasn't going very well. So I thought, well, I'll go and have a lesson.
Complete meltdown.
Complete meltdown, and let's. Anyway, this lesson, I feel a bit sorry for Ian, to be fair. So apologies, Ian, this is going to go on record. I don't think I've had a, he's probably had, or I've had a worse lesson in my life. And that's being completely, and this is not me exaggerating. I generally couldn't hit a ball
I
to
remember now. I remember.
the point of, at the end of the hour, we stayed for an extra half an hour. to the point was he knew I was playing on Saturday morning because it was on a Friday afternoon, and he wanted to go down to Kirby. He was going to get down to Kirby and sort me out at 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning. And I was like, I said, Ian, if I don't get it now, it's no good. And the problem was, we tried to get more on plane, a bit more rotation, and a bit of a flatter Dolphin to stop coming over the top. And I was reverse seeing. I wasn't getting over to the right hand side. So it meant arms was doing all the work and coming over the top. But even when he recorded me, and even he was saying it, and I could see it, that feeling of I couldn't get that feeling. You know what? I couldn't feel it. It still, even though when I did it right, I wasn't trusting it, and it still felt the feeling I got was still out to win. Do you know what I mean? And it got I got more annoyed, and I was just yeah, it was just hacking it, and then something just clicked. I had like one shot, about two, three balls before the end, and I got a feeling. Anyway, I went on Saturday morning and played with that, and that was the start of something. The contact come back. Started to hit a bit more of a neutral ball flight, if not anything, as a draw. And it made it really nice for me to see if I was doing it correctly, quotation marks, if I was doing what I should have been working on, because my two shots I was hitting was either a nice draw or a bit of a block, which I still know I was doing it right. I just wasn't sure the club face, if that makes sense. If I hit anything with a fade or a slice, then I wasn't doing it properly. So it made it really, really easy to kind of tell from the outcome of the shot if I was doing it properly. Because I should have seen a block or a draw, sorry. So yeah, that worked, and it slowly got better. So I played my best rounds in kind of August, end of July, August, and I got back down to 8.3. Even though I play some very good golf, I know you really love stats. I did a bit of calculation over my rounds, and I know this part of Robin Dan's Five. For anyone who listened before, we spoke about double bogeys. I was averaging 2.5 double bogeys or worse a round. So they what killed me. So it wasn't necessarily bad golf; it was kind of probably two, three bad holes a round, which was absolutely killing me. And a good example of that is, I think it was second day of Club Champs. I didn't play with you. I was out in the middle of the pack. I had an okay first day, especially front nine where I played with you was really, really good. Made some stupid course management decisions on like 10, for example. We're not going into 10. But
Why can't we go into 10?
we're not going into 10, so we're moving on from that.
I'll keep that in my back pocket.
Yeah, please do. And then so the second day, I was seven over through nine holes, which doesn't sound very good golf. Okay. But when you factor in two of the holes I've made two triples on, so I'm certainly one over for.
In 9 holes, and you're playing a medal.
So I'm one over for seven holes. Do you know what I mean? And I know it's the overall kind of thing of it, but you think if that's a percentage, what's that? Probably 12. So I've probably paid 75%, 80% good golf for nine holes. Very good golf, very, do you know what I mean? And the triples, I can't work out if it's course management, which sometimes it is like that 10 on, do you know what I mean? Sometimes Charnwood got obviously very bouncy this year.
It's tough. It's been rock hard everywhere, hasn't it? Because
Yeah, but
for
obviously
our
Charnwood's.
listeners abroad, we had a wet winter, a very wet winter, and then we had no rain up until probably the other week. So we've had
So
7 months of dry, 6 or 7 months of just dry
and
weather.
I tell you a good example of it. So on 10 of club champs, I'm middle of the fairway and I'm one exactly five, it was 155. Okay. Now I thought I'm gonna play short right because everything's trying to kicking on. I don't fancy hitting the green, it's quite a small green. I'll play the percentages. Okay. And I've hit a petting wedge onto the front right portion on that kind of sort of fairway to run it down the hill, because obviously everything slopes from right to left. And anyone who's played Charwood will know that's kind of the shot. So I've played a 120 shot. Okay, I've got my gap wedge out, which is about a 110, 120 shot, and I've played that, and I've seen it bounce, and I've seen it bounce straight, then second bounce trickle to the left. I thought, perfect, that's gonna be flag was at front, gonna be somewhere about perfect. Got up there, this is the most embarrassing thing when you do this for anyone who does out there. Got my putter out because I thought it was my ball on the green. Okay. Walked to the ball on the green, which is about 15 foot away. I thought, oh, I've got a nice little birdie putt. It wasn't my ball. So I'm like, where the hell is my ball then? And then someone pointed out, is it that over there? So I was pin high, so played the great shot. Oh, no, actually, a bit beyond pin high. So distance wise, nothing wrong with that. But I was right up against the wall.
Ouch. And that's heartbreaking, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Do you know what I mean? I can't. So it's one of those things. So yes, but equally, my golf probably represents how much I actually practice this year, because obviously not playing very well, you're not very motivated to practice as probably much as you should, especially playing off that handicap. I'm one of these people who's not naturally gifted. I have to work at most things. I'm kind of average and I can get round, but I'm still one of these people who has to work. And I can't, like, for example, if I don't know, probably Sam or Darren's probably good people to mention at this point. They've hit that many golf balls in their life and technique's that good, they couldn't pick up a club for 2 weeks and they'd be fine. Whereas I really, if I've not picked up a club for a week, sort of 10 days, I'm really, do you know what I mean? I'm,
Anxious. No,
yeah,
that same here. Yeah, totally.
and anxious and probably the outcome. You'd be able to tell I've not, the strike and everything goes. And stuff like that. So, yeah, so I'm calling on 8.3.
Because if you rewind to season one, you were hitting a lot of shots in the net at work, weren't you?
Oh, I would, mate, I was pounding it. I was probably practicing at least probably putting 2 rounds and probably two, three net sessions. And that sometimes that net session could have been 30 balls. But it's still, it was just practicing.
But again,
But
though,
he,
with you, your good season, your season really starts when you finish work.
and but that's the other thing I was just about to mention. Season one, I played 4 or 5 times a week. This year, I probably played at the weekends and maybe once midweek.
I think we did a couple of twilighty nine holers and stuff, didn't we?
But even out, like before I joined, like in the past, I joined people in the daytime and played with some of the old boys and things like that, or just got early for 9 holes. But one thing and the other, I went away on holiday, then, do you know what I mean, the tee times bookings with 4 balls, and like one thing and the other, just yeah, just didn't do what I probably or play as much as I should have. But yeah, so that's kind of a whole recap on my season.
Well, that's the thing is you can look at that and take that away ready for not for the
Mm.
winter, right? Because the winter we're limited now. I mean, we're recording this and it's dark outside, it's pitch black. It's probably been pitch black for the last 40 minutes. I don't know, I didn't clock when the sun went, but
Yeah.
we're limited now, which is why it's just winter league, which I suppose
Yeah.
come to. But it's what we do when we get back round to that end of March, early April, isn't it? I think
Yeah, 100%.
what went right this year for both of us, what we could do better and sort that out ready for the
For
next,
next season, 6 months for me to get ourselves in shape again.
So look, didn't go as expected for you, but
No.
it finished in a better way,
But yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah. It's better. I could keep the ball on the golf course before, where a few things start of the year, and this is no exaggeration, some rounds I was losing 5 balls a round, weren't I?
I can't say I was keeping track, but I do remember one that you did lose, and that's the one that's going to stay in the pocket for a little bit.
You did, yeah, I did. I was just struggling to keep, especially after tea. Yeah, it was just one of those things. But we got through it, and we're at the other side. And yeah, it's got a couple of things now. So what should we move on to? What should we on this season? What we're gonna do through the winter?
Well, I don't know. Do we do a full this is what the plan is for the winter, or okay,
Maybe,
could do that, couldn't
maybe,
we? And
maybe,
then
maybe, maybe just a sneak peek at some of the things stuff we've got planned. So obviously we've mentioned Winter League again. Dan's decided to be my partner again this year, only because Chris is now not a member because he decided to get married and have another baby. So he's having a year away.
an absolute muppet, but anyway.
Well, each
Anyway,
their own.
congratulations to Squires.
Yeah, each their own. So Dan's decided to be my partner again. So we have got our first Winter League match booked in already. We decided to get it early, so that's start of November. We've
Remember we were
also
talking, let's get one in October, one in November, and we're looking at dates, and we can't, well, I can't do October,
yeah,
so
I was gonna
that went
say
quickly out the window.
I'm pretty flexible. It's you who's not, and that's just showed by with, oh, I can't do it in October.
Well, I did kind of forget what I had planned in October, and then before I realised it's I'm not about in October. So yes, we've got Winter League first match booked in on the 2nd.
Yep. Obviously,
Then
then got
the following week is the fifth major.
fifth major, Russian Invitational.
Hit
Belfry this
the
year.
park. Hit the park.
Yes. That's exciting. I've never played there before, so that'd be nice little treat.
Fingers crossed the weather's not too bad. It's going to be it's a long course.
Yeah.
If it's wet, it's going to be a hack, but is what it is. So yeah, that's November. And then we've got what, three more matches to fix up for Winter League.
Yeah, I know a couple of other things. We've got both. You've got a lesson booked in soon,
Ooh,
with
yes.
again. I've got to have a few lessons. I spoke to Ian because Ian comes to my school and teaches golf, you see. So I've had a quick chat with Ian, and I've got some things lined up with him. And then the other thing we said we might do is when the weather is really bad. You found this place with Doncaster, didn't you? Do you know what I'm going to say? You looked a bit confused.
Donker. Oh, what? Ball fitting.
Yeah, ball fitting, didn't we? We always said we're going to do that. So when the golf course shut January
That's
time.
interesting, Rob, actually, because that's one thing that I've done this year is I've actually recently just started playing premium balls
Yeah.
rather than the Costco. And is it the fact that my swing's better
Yeah.
aligned with actually playing a decent ball? It's
Well,
I don't
I'd
really
tell you,
know.
a good person who'd be listening to this, be able to tell us all this and has this in himself, is Joe Turner. And he's stat mad and tested all the balls and stuff like that. But yeah, so potentially up to Doncaster because it was only about £30, I think. So,
Like that, which talking to Joe in his simulator, it gets to the start of next year just before the season, and we probably need a simulator to run through some numbers and get some average carried. So, Joe, if you've ever got any spare time, just give us the heads up and can come over and do some carry distances. That would be really good. I've got a putter
Brilliant.
fitting.
Yes, you've got to put a fit in. And when I sell my house and move house, that's something that I'm going to do as well.
Okay. Nice. And
Yeah.
then when you do yours, potentially I might look at getting fitted for, I'm not going to say a driver,
No, because you've got a good driver.
maybe just a shaft and see whether there's a shaft that can help me in my swing, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Because that driver I got was straight off the shelf and
Yeah.
always had a love-hate relationship with it.
Yeah. D different shaft will probably, de premium shaft will probably help. Yeah, definitely.
Because the swings change a little bit with the lessons from Liam. So that's something I'm looking into doing at some point before April. So
Yeah.
we've got a fully packed.
Fully packed, lots of great info, which was really interesting.
Yeah.
What's your plan for the next 2 weeks then? Let's set ourselves a couple of targets.
Well, my next 2 weeks is I've got a lesson with Liam Robinson. So shout out to Liam, Team TGN. Next Saturday, there's a bit of a check-in. Then I go away for 2 weeks for October. For well, it's not 2 weeks. I go away for a week, but it's 2 weekends,
Yeah.
which is why I couldn't do the October dates. So in theory, for me, it's my next 2 weeks is this lesson
Yeah.
before we come jump back on the mics. So I don't think I'm going to get a round in before then.
No.
But the lesson will be a good review, I think, for me in the
Yeah.
next episode. What about
Yeah.
yourself?
Kind of again, I've kind of done what I did last year. I've had a couple of weeks off the golf clubs, just because weather's a bit rubbish. I've been a bit busy at weekends, and stuff like that. So, yeah, playing again. My goal is I'm gonna keep my golf clubs at work during a week. And then my goal is to start using, I've got a couple of nets at work, which is really easy to use. So, start going out there and trying to get 20 balls, 20, 30 balls a day.
And you don't have to take the old bag, mate. You can just leave a couple of clubs in the car, right?
Well, I'll be honest, my bag can most of the time kind of lives in a boot anyway, which
Yeah,
is
fair
probably
enough.
really,
Mine generally is as well.
which is probably really bad practice in case my car ever got stolen. Which is probably not great thinking about this and then put it out on a platform
Just
like this.
advertising it to everybody. Yeah,
Yeah, but
I'm
yeah, it's just one of those things, isn't it? I'm sure
registration is why.
it. Yeah, very insured anyway. But so my plan is to put the golf clubs in a store cupboard and then, yeah, because I'm down there to say teach around lunchtime, just nip out the nets out the back. Start hitting and get a lesson in with Ian. I was meant to play the medal this weekend, but obviously due to wind.
Amy.
Yeah, so
Sean Amy, you tried to ruin a lot of people's weekends, but yeah.
so but yeah, so yeah, I'm gonna try and play on Saturday. Start practicing a little bit more again, start using the net. And yeah, booking to see Ian probably during October half term. So he's a bit freer, I'm a bit freer.
So in theory, then we're both potentially having a lesson before first Winter League match then.
Yes, yeah. Well, it's a couple of weeks before. And I think that within the lesson, I think my goal is maybe not to make so many changes, but for him to have a look at a baseline and create a plan of
Nice.
what the swing look like now, what are the kind of the easy teaching points, what are the big wins, where do we want the swing to get to, do you know what I mean? That's kind of just when I do get it right. Well, you noticed this year as well, towards the back end of the season, I was probably hitting about two, I know it's been drier, but carry distances I've been at about two clubs further. And like when I played Ullesthorpe, a couple of the par fives, yeah, they're slightly downwind. But I had nine irons into two par fives, and the drive went 320-ish out there. Yeah, it was downwind. Do you know
I
what I
was going to
mean?
say that must have been downwind for you.
Downwind, cheeky. But I got a couple of drives out there. Do you know what I mean? And even what was probably an average drive, we used to be sort of 220, 230. When I was going to these sort of bigger courses, we could use a driver. Driver was going sort of 260, 270. Which made a massive difference. So yeah, just trying to see lessons. Maybe not changing so much, but come up with a bit of a plan. When do I want to see him? What the stuff I need to work on, and create a bit of a plan for the winter, I think.
Like it. Sound. So, well, I'm seeing Liam, like I said. But what I failed to mention is that through the winter, I do currently have a driving range date. A weekly driving range date with a a certain individual that's probably the sickest ball striker I think
We've
I know,
played with.
whether you or
Yeah.
not, I don't know, but especially
Well,
me.
I had the pleasure of playing with him 3 days in Portugal, didn't I? Three out of 4 days, we got drawn together, and I played him 3 out of 4 days, not on my team. And yeah.
And I've drafted him in for an emergency lesson or two throughout
Yeah.
the
And
summer, to be fair.
I'll
So,
tell you,
shout out to Sammy Orton.
yeah,
You know who
I'll
you
tell you
are.
what, this is a start, honestly. Played with 3 days in Portugal. I saw him miss it one shot. One shot out of 3 days. And that was a chip. And I felt a bit sorry for him because it was partly the old course. And I think he was about 200 at the time. And he came up, it was, I think it might have been a seventh. Like, quite a famous par three downhill, about 200 yards. He came up short. And it really had this really, really sandy lie. Because obviously, we put loads of sand down here for whatever reason because we said it'd been quite wet. And then, yeah, I saw him duff a chip, which was like my head was like blown because I was like 1 half day. This was like, yeah, halfway through round two. I'd not seen him miss it a shot.
That's got to
And that's.
be late night and a large amount of alcohol consumed, finally one shot by the sound of it.
Yeah. And,
Not
but yeah, so.
picking him up too much, but yeah,
But three,
he
yeah, three
was in
rounds. I
the
saw
top.
that was the only shot I saw him miss it. And I was like, yeah, ridiculous, ridiculous.
So I am trying to pick his brains as we go through this winter, just to be somewhere in a decent state ready for next season. So yeah, okay, so
Then.
there's 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, we always did
Oh, quote of
yeah,
the day.
quote of the day, quote of the week, quote of the month, whatever you want to call it.
Go on then.
I
Who's
do
it
need
from
to
this
check what
time?
we've used before, because you write it in, and you do you know what I mean, like, you did I use that one before or not? But I'm going to go for it because it's quite relevant, right? So it's from a very famous sports star by the name of Michael Jordan.
Well.
Because funny enough, there's a lot from him, whether he said them
Yeah.
or not, I don't know, but this says he did. It says, some people want it to happen. Some wish it would happen. In others, make it happen. So, Rob, we
That's
are in. We are no
I've,
longer human beings. This year, we are human doings, and we're
I
going
feel motivated now after that, especially the way you emphasize that. I feel
to
really feel alive. I feel,
it.
that's touched me in the heart, that
Beautiful. That's what I try. That's why I'm here.
has
So,
done.
well, a good spot to finish. So,
Yeah.
we're back.
We're back and we shall see you for episode two.
Love it. Can't wait. See you next time.
See you later.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Help us grow by subscribing to the podcast. Follow us on Instagram and also our YouTube channel. Shout out to upbeat.io for sourcing the music. Shout out to the golf wizard himself, Ian Bailey, over at golfingpartner.com. And until next time, listeners, keep grinding.